This is Passport to Texas. The batteries and the radio transmitters used to track 47 paddlefish reintroduced to Caddo Lake more than a year ago are fading.
We're still tracking some paddlefish, but we know that this is about the time that we're not going to be able to track them anymore.
Native to Caddo, paddlefish disappeared following construction of a dam upstream at Lake of the Pines in the late 1950s. Tim Bister with Inland Fisheries says early data suggests changes that Parks and Wildlife and partners made to simulate natural river flows and spawning habitat kept the rare fish in the Big Cypress Bayou and Caddo Lake system after reintroduction.
Having the opportunity to restore native fish into the system is certainly a good idea. But to tie it into more of these natural river flows and the idea that not just paddlefish, but many other species need natural river flows and appropriate spawning habitat, it's going to benefit those things for rivers in Texas.
Bister says while they'll continue monitoring paddlefish, the ongoing work is more expansive.
We will always be trying to do something in the Big Cypress Bayou Caddo Lake system to maintain quality river flow and quality habitat and to monitor fish populations.
The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.